come back. The president, as you know, is going to spend the night and a couple of days, it looks like, at Walter Reed in Bethesda, Maryland. What does that all mean? How badly hurt is the president? Some of the administration people talked about it. And by the way, Steve Forbes talks about that jobs report. We'll hear from Steve Forbes as well as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
At 5:30, as we check out the traffic cams right now, you see that we do have some reduced speeds on Interstate 15. Rush hour flows, if you will, both directions. That's between Sunset and Sahara on Interstate 15. Also, we're getting some congestion up there as you exit 15 North at Cheyenne. Also, look for that crash, US 95 northbound. That's at Charleston. You're going to want to stay to the right there. It's affecting the left lane, 95 North at Charleston. Also, we're getting some backups North 95 at Smoke Ranch. And do remember the continuing road work. It's through the end of October. St. Rose, both directions at the 215.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders injury report has included 17 players this week. Some of the players who have not practiced include cornerback Damon Arnett, tackle Trent Brown, wide receiver Brian Edwards, wide receiver Rico Gafford, also defensive tackle Daniel Ross, and wide receiver Henry Ruggs. Not totally clear who they're going to have available on Sunday when they match up against Buffalo. The Las Vegas Aces, they open up their run in the WNBA Finals tonight. They are going to match up against Seattle. Seattle rolled into the WNBA Finals, while the Aces, they played a hard-fought five-game series against the Connecticut Sun. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring, because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's, it's good out here.
What do you want a da-da-da? What do you want a da-da-da? I have not a da with a da-da-da. We could switch to Progressa da-da. Oh, yeah? We could switch to Progressa and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa and have to buy some za.
Oh, yeah.
Let's switch to Progressa da-da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're going to da-da-da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da-da-da.
Quote da-da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
There's a place to share the joy of your team winning it all, and a place to share a laugh about skiing and taking a fall. There's a place to share photos of pets or singing in the choir or the time you ate a pepper and your mouth was on fire. But we could all be better at sharing how we're feeling inside. 76% of employees have struggled with at least one issue that affected their mental health. When you share, you're not alone. Ask about your company's emotional health benefits. Visit heart.org/sharing. Brought to you by the American Heart Association.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the latest sources are telling CNN that the president is having some breathing problems. And we'll continue to monitor what's going on. with the president. He's at Walter Reed Medical Center. And again, this thing can take a turn for the worse at any time. Again, the president is 74 years old. He is not a youngster, even though he's got tons of energy. But he is apparently having some breathing problems and fatigue. And that is just not like this president. We'll keep you updated on that as we go. And throughout the weekend, make sure you stay right here on AM 670 KMZQ for the very latest on the president's condition. Now, this positive COVID test totally overshadowed a great jobs report. I mean, a really good jobs report. And, in fact, the president, I recall at a bunch of his speeches like a month ago or 2 months ago, he says, you know, there will be in October the final jobs report for September, and it will probably be really good. And it turned out that this one was really good. Let's go to Cut 5. This is Steve Forbes. He does not have an axe to grind. He does not work for the campaign. But he went on Fox Today and said it was a great jobs report on September. Here it is.
Actually, under circumstances, it's actually very good news. I know some people are hoping for more, but the fact of the matter is, with the great uncertainty out there, especially the election affecting business investment, this is a great performance. And another good piece of news has come out. The Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta estimates GDP growth. It's called GDP Now. And their latest estimate is that in the third quarter, the economy is going to grow about 34.6%. A remarkable comeback, and that estimate is up from what it was the week before. So under the circumstances, I think it's a move forward. And one of the things that I think has dragged the economy is the inability of Congress to pass in a very certain way a payroll tax cut, suspending the payroll tax, which the president wanted to do by executive order. But Congress should do it. That gives the people immediate pay raise, also reduces the cost to employers of hiring and keeping working people. So in this package they're negotiating now, if they include that, I think you'll see even more vigorous growth ahead. But just go back a few months. This is a remarkable performance. We've almost cut unemployment in half during this terrible pandemic. It shows the resilience of the American economy.
And here is what is so strange about Nevada, our governor. Two of the headlines from the RJ website, which I always find interesting, that sometimes all you got to do is just read the headline, and it gives you essentially the story. Here is Sisolak announces guidelines for return of youth sports. Youth baseball, soccer, and other non-contact sports can start again across the state of Nevada this weekend after a six-month hiatus. Wow. Then if you scroll down just a couple of stories, Nevada reports biggest jump in COVID-19 cases since late August. You just don't know one way or the other. And that's what's so sad about it. I promised I was going to let you hear Karl Rove, and I will. Karl Rove was asked today, and this was before the hospitalization of the president, at Walter Reed. But I want you to listen to Karl Rove, because he feels that Trump may just benefit from this quarantine. He was on Fox earlier today. This is cut number 3. Karl Rove on Fox News Channel.
You know, when you in politics, when you got faced with adversity, when you're given lemons, make lemonade, and the president's going to have to find a way to occupy the time in the next 14 days. And the irony is that he may be more focused and disciplined by doing so. He's not going to be going in, you know, to Duluth, Minnesota, and giving a speech for 70 minutes and say something wild. He's going to be focused and disciplined.
You know, I am curious about how this perhaps undercuts some of the messaging that the president has had around the pandemic. I mean, it takes no genius to look at the situation and know that we are in an election year and things will be set out on the campaign trail. And I'm wondering, you know, does he change that message? Does he make it more focused? Because Joe Biden was picking up speed in the polling on coronavirus and the topic.
Well, the president was suffering attacks by Biden. I think, incidentally, those were unfair because Joe Biden, if you go back and look at the record, what Joe Biden was saying in January, February, and March, you know, he opposed the not only the China travel ban, but the European travel ban. And his people, the people who were advising him on this issue, were saying things that were completely, you know, Ezekiel Emanuel, Dr. Emanuel said, don't go out and buy a mask. It won't do any good. Erwin Rhinelander, a doctor advising Biden, said the likelihood of people dying is remote, very unlikely. On the his chief advisor, Ron Klain, said, we're not facing a health pandemic. We're facing a fear pandemic, accusing the president of hyping the threat from coronavirus. So Biden himself, when he gave a speech on March 13th laying out his plan on this, never mentions masks, never mentions social distancing, never mentions lockdowns. Mm. And of course, his administration left behind a empty cupboard of PPE material because they ran through it and didn't resupply it. So, you know, it's unfair, but yes, it the president now is going to be in a different place. I don't think a lot of people are going to go around saying, see, we told you so, even you got it. What we do know about this disease is that anybody can get it. Yeah, well, we've already had them. I mean, they're already saying it. Go take a look at the social media and some of these prominent Democrats.
Yeah. You know, politically speaking, though, we know that the litmus test for humanity is when you can take the high road and wish somebody well when you know they're down.
Biden did the right thing. He and his wife did the right thing.
That's Karl Rove earlier today. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. And guess what? We are going to repeat the Friday song. Because I think people on a day like this, with our president in the hospital... And by the way, I think the next 12 hours is going to be vitally important to how long the president is hospitalized. I really honestly believe that. Stay right where you are as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&B Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&B Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
This is Heidi Harris for Vegas Painters. I have proudly talked about Vegas Painters for decades because they are professional. They have painted three houses for me. That's three houses, your most important investment Vegas Painters has done for me. Now, Vegas Painters has survived for decades here in the Vegas Valley because they adapt to changing conditions. And they're extending their 10% offer on any vacant interior or exterior project through the end of the year. Go to VegasPainters.com, VegasPainters.com, and you can find information about how to get an email estimate, or, of course, they can come out and do it in person, and they'll abide by all the social distancing rules. Vegas Painters background checks and e-verifies all their employees. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and, of course, they're licensed and insured. VegasPainters.com, VegasPainters.com. Call 947-3333, that's 702-947-3333, or go to VegasPainters.com. Vegas Painters, license number 53359.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the... Woo! At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today. Woo! Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news, brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law now at 702-233-3334. Your authority for personal injury, divorce, and probate cases. Peter Mortensen and Darius Raffi are responsible for the content of this ad.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds, and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&B Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&B Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Event license 48944-71642.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you don't already have your tickets to the vice presidential debate, and there will be, we are told, a vice presidential debate. I was told that by Corey Lewandowski, senior advisor to the Trump 2020 reelect. He is on the inside. And it'll be interesting to see how this vice presidential debate plays out. And I'm just going to tell you, with people trying to scare you that the president's condition is serious and it's not just minor, it's not just ailment, that this is life-threatening and serious, this vice presidential debate may turn out to be vitally important. If you don't already have your tickets to our debate watch party at Rhythm Kitchen, make sure you get them, and get them now. Because if you wait till Wednesday, we will probably be sold out. You know, the governor has us on a capacity limit, and we simply cannot issue any more tickets. Yeah. So make sure you go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. KevinWallRadio.com. Make sure that you're in the house with us, because we really, I mean, if you were with us last week, I mean, we were, or at the last debate, we were hooting and hollering, and it was pretty spectacular. I mean, it really honestly was. So make sure you go right now to KevinWallRadio.com. Click, and by the way, we just learned early this afternoon, the Bob Treska from Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn. They've been around a long time, but their stuff is great. That they're going to give away samples of their gourmet popcorn to everybody that walks through the door. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Anyway, I want to go back to the audio sound bites for just a couple of minutes, because the administration wanted to at least minimize the fear factor, what I call the fear factor. And in fact, let's go to cut one, because Mark Meadows, who is the chief of staff, came out to the driveway of the White House to talk with the media and to essentially tamp down on this concern that this positive test was a serious, life-threatening illness for the president. This was Mark Meadows this morning. It would cut one earlier today.
The president and the first lady tested positive for COVID-19. They remain in good spirits. The president does have mild symptoms, and as we look to try to make sure that not only his health and safety and welfare is good, we continue to look at that for all of the American people. He continues to be not only in good spirits, but very energetic. We've talked a number of times this morning. I got the five or six things that he had tasked me to do, like I do every single morning. And he is certainly wanting to make sure that we stay engaged. I think the other thing that is critically important, the doctors continue to monitor both his health and the health of the First Lady. We'll continue to do that. They'll be glad to provide some updates later today as we look at this. But I think the great thing about this president is not only is he staying committed to working very hard on behalf of the American people. His first question to me this morning was how's the economy doing? How are the stimulus talks going on Capitol Hill? A number of us in the core team of the White House continue to get tested on a daily basis like we have been. And as we look to that, we're very excited about making sure that not only that the health and safety of the President and the First Lady is addressed, but certainly that we address this battle together as a nation together, and the American people can rest assured that we have a president that is not only on the job, will remain on the job, and I'm optimistic that he'll have a very quick and speedy recovery.
Mark, that was Mark Meadows, the chief of staff for the President of the United States. And I'll just tell you, I understand what the White House is trying to do. They're trying to tamp down on any kind of 25th Amendment thing, which could make Mike Pence president. And if he contracts the coronavirus, you know who would be next in line? Nancy Pelosi. If that doesn't make you lose sleep tonight, just think about it. She is third in line. The president, the vice president, Speaker of the House. That is scary. Coming up, I'm going to give the last word in our next segment. I'm going to give the last word plus the Friday song. I'm going to give it to Kayleigh McEnany because she is, I think, the best spokesperson that the president's had. And she was on Fox saying all the right things. We'll talk about that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping at any of their three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I promised I'd let you hear the words of Kayleigh McEnany and make those kind of the last word of the day. Because Kayleigh McEnany is so good. She was on with Harris Faulkner and updated the Trump family condition. This is cut number four. Kayleigh McEnany on Fox earlier today.
He's having mild symptoms, but he's feeling good. He's in good spirits. I spoke to him last night, and he absolutely was hard at work and was feeling good then. He did a long Hannity interview right here on this network.
So
he's he's feeling good, but again has those mild symptoms, as the chief confirmed this morning.
Well, look, I want to move on to something that's hard news. The New York Times is coming under fire for suggesting President Trump may not remain on the ballot. President Trump, it says, quote, revealed early Friday morning that he and the First Lady had tested positive for the coronavirus, throwing the nation's leadership into uncertainty if he becomes sick. It could raise questions about whether he should remain on the ballot at all. Kayleigh, what's the response from the White House when you hear that from the Times?
What a ridiculous assertion by the New York Times. That may be the hope and the wish of the New York Times, but President Trump is the president of the United States. He's on the ballot. He's hard at work. And look, if you look at the jobs report just today, those remarkable numbers, getting below 8% unemployment, no one thought that was possible. It's a testament to what this president has done. He's put his head down. He's worked. He's continuing to do that.
Yeah. See, Kayleigh McEnany is the sharpest press secretary I think the president has had. I love Sarah Sanders, but I think really good. Really, really good. That's going to do it for today, for this week. Our thoughts and prayers are with the president and the first family. Don't forget Melania. Although the reports are coming out that the president is in worse condition than Melania. We'll find out about that. Stick around. This weekend is going to tell a lot about the future of our nation. Be listening. Till we join you next time, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend. Have a great one, will you? On AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline and, more importantly, negative ions plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential.
Real water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of real water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your real water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election.